I see we've got a very interesting topic lined up this morning, an interview on losing weight the healthy way, with emphasis on the healthy way. I was saying earlier in the show, what we do is we just stop eating and we think that's the healthy way of doing it.
Yes, but it's not the healthier way of doing it, because you still need those nutrients and vitamins and minerals.
And I think that is what we all seem to forget there. What are the dangers of weight gain and, of course, being overweight?
Being overweight or also being obesity, it's a major risk factor for many diseases, because carrying extra weight around, it increases your risk, because you put a strain on your heart, which in the long term can increase your risk of heart disease as well as a stroke, because the brain also might not be getting sufficient oxygen and nutrient supply. It also increases the risk for certain cancers, arthritis, shortness of breath, gallstones, slower healing, and also increase your risk of having infections, because it weakens your immune system. So people that are obese or overweight, they also may be more at risk of psychological problems, because they may feel insecure, and also people might discriminate them because they are obese, which in the long term as well, it might lead the person into the depression.
How do we know whether we are overweight or obese?
When it comes to being overweight or obese, there aren't any specific symptoms of obese, but one of the measures for obesity is body mass index, or what we also call BMI. So BMI is a measure of how appropriate a person's weight is for his or her height. It is calculated by dividing the person's weight by their height in meters squared. So if your BMI is more than 25 kilograms per meter squared, this is categorized as being overweight. And if your BMI is more than 30 kilograms per meter squared, this is classified as being obesity. So now and then, a person should weigh their height and weight so that they can be able to get their BMI, so that they can classify if they are having a normal weight or if they are obesity, because the normal BMI is between 18.5 to 25 kilogram per meter squared.
That kind of scares me, but I'll have to do some mathematics there and check myself out there, that's for sure. What are the causes of obesity?
There are a lot of causes of obesity, because shockingly, the recent stats have shown that 68% of women and 38% of men are overweight or obesity here in South Africa. So this means that many South Africans weigh more than they're supposed to, and also it has increased their risk for other healthier problems. We can see that overweight and obesity, there are a major problems for many South Africa, with very few South Africans actually having a healthier weight. So this means that most of us, we need to lose weight so that we can have a normal BMI, because once we are obese or overweight, we are also increasing the risk of those people that will be having healthier problems or developing chronic disease later on in life, because obesity, it's one of the risk factors for heart disease, for high blood pressure, for diabetes mellitus.
We spoke about this one at the beginning of the show. Many people attempted by the quick fix diets, which promised to lose 5 kgs in a week. Is this the healthy way of doing it?
No, it's not a healthier way of doing it, because when you lose weight quicker, most of the time you might find that you're not losing the fat, but you are actually losing the muscle as well as the bone density as well as the water in the body, which might also put you at risk for having a low immune system as well as risk for infections, because you are losing the muscle as well as the water instead of the fat. So what you should aim for, usually for losing weight, is 0.5 kilogram per week. And also you should participate in a healthier way of losing weight, which means that you are still providing yourself with adequate nutrients, vitamins and minerals, as well as that you are participating in exercise, because there are quite a lot of things that a person can do to lose weight in a healthier way without limiting themselves.
That explains it. I've never thought of it that way, but those are wise words. And how do I have a problem of sticking to this. How do I stick to my weight loss, especially during the winter and holiday season? We tend to munch on a few more things, and when we're on a holiday, well, we kind of overdo it there.
Yes, Yes, there are things that one person can ensure that they stick to their weight loss plan, because the most important thing is that you still need to eat the amount of nutrients, so it's the energy, the carb, protein, and fat that your body need. So what we can do is to find a maintaining healthy weight this season is that we need to also celebrate or also involve ourselves in food as well as appreciating food. But the most important thing is that we need to remember that we need to choose a smaller love and enjoy it without feeling guilty. Remember that you usually tell people that you shouldn't deprive yourself of anything, because the day you come across, for example, a chocolate, you're going to overeat it because you hadn't had it in a long time. But if you do one time in holidays or in winter, you just take a slab, a smaller piece, you eat it, it won't really make you to gain weight. That's why portion size is very important. The other thing that people can do is also not to try not to go to parties or out to dinners when they are hungry, because when you are hungry, you eat a lot because you've been feeling a little bit hungry. So eat something before you go to a party or to dinner, so that it can make sure that so that you don't get tempted to overeat unhealthy snacks. The other thing that also can do is to also offer bring a dish or two to the event that you're attending to, because when you go to this event, you will also ensure that you're cooking a healthier meal or a healthier dish, like a green salad. That is a healthier option that you can choose for yourself. We also need to choose healthier snacks like fruits, vegetable steaks, low-fat or fat-free yogurt, and also unsalted nuts or some homemade popcorn, because this food that I've just mentioned, they are low in fat and also low in salt, and they can be included in a part of a healthier diet. We also need to plan our things in a low way, because picking healthier snacks as well as picking lunch boxes when we go to workplace, it can also help us to stop us from craving sugary food, and also it can also help us to ensure that we are eating healthier food that will nourish our body. We also need to motivate yourself by remembering that your efforts are not about how you look. Losing weight is fantastic for your health, but we need to focus on the favor you are doing for your heart and your body, and also tell yourself that a small change, it does make a big impact. You shouldn't just worry at to find or to meet the goal, but you should be also be worried on how do you achieve that goal, because in a long term, the way you achieve your health, it does have an implication if it's not a right way to do it.
That happens to me, and what do they say? Never go shopping on an empty stomach as well, because then you tend to buy all sorts, and definitely don't walk down the chocolate row there. Very difficult sometimes to take that smaller piece, but the smaller chocolate, but most important, so you're giving yourself some chocolate, but you're not kind of overdoing it. Another one is exercise. Is that important for weight loss?
Yes, exercise is very important for weight loss, and also it has many other amazing benefits, such as improved heart health. It also improves our energy levels, as well as improve our mood, which will help us to feel great. So we definitely recommend exercising together with a healthier diet for weight loss. So when it comes to weight exercising for weight loss, we recommend that you aim for 60 minutes of exercise at least 5 days of the week in order to lose weight. People also need to remember that although you may not be able to start at 60 minutes, any exercise help, and you can gradually increase your exercise so that you can become more fitter. Also, before you start exercising, have a chat with your doctor, your dietitian, to see which exercise are recommended for you, as well as for your safety, as well as for your health. Because if you have some health complication or heart problems, you can't just decide you're going to jog 5 kilometers if you have never done it before. But once you consult with the healthcare professionals, they will be able to advise you which exercises are important and ones that you can be able to do with your health.
Yeah, those are true words. And the one thing I've noticed when you see people walking out of the gym or walking into the office in the morning that have just come from the gym, they've always got that smile on their faces. So obviously they're feeling good and ready to tackle the day. So very important there, the exercise, and as you mentioned, the correct exercises there. What about cooking tips? Too much oil or eating too much spicy food or whatever? What tips do you have on healthy weight loss for cooking?
Yes, when you're cooking, you should be aware of it. fat or fat ingredients or sugar, as too much of this can lead to weight gain and obesity. The reason for this is because fat is more energy dense when you compare with carbohydrates as well as with protein, which means that if you consume more of it, you can result into, or you can cause yourself to gain more weight. And also too much unhealthy fat can also increase your cholesterol levels, therefore also increase your cardiovascular disease. So we should limit ingredients high in saturated fat, including butter, hard margarines, cream or full fat coconut milk, or lots of cheese and the meat from and the fat from meat, because this will also increase the saturated fat. So we should try to choose alternatives such as canola oil, sunflower oil, or those fat that are liquid at room temperature, but we shouldn't eat too much of them, because also fat, if you consume too much fat, it can make you to want to sleep, which means that you're not going to utilize the energy that you have just eaten, then which can result into weight gain. Because remember, when you're on the weight loss journey, your intake should be less than your output. But if you want to maintain, your intake should be at the same level as your output, because if you eat more, you do less of output, you will gain weight. The other thing that also we need to be aware of is too much sugar adds, or too much sugar, because this one, they add empty calories or empty kilojoules, which can lead to obesity. And also the other thing with sugary food is that, or sugary snacks, is that they don't provide us with vitamins and minerals that our body need, which can also so increase our risk of compromising the immune system as well as weakening it, because we will feel fuller, but we're not getting anything that's helping to boost our immunity level as well as helping us to be stronger. So we should be aware of sugary ingredients that we add on our food and try to find alternative. We need to also remember that too much salt and salty food can increase our risk of blood pressure, which can put a strain on our heart. So with this, instead of using salt, we should try a healthier alternative like fresh herbs, rose spices, garlic, onion, green pepper, to add food to add flavor to our food. And listeners can also go to our website where they can find recipe books to guide them to start cooking healthier meals with less oil, fat, as well as sugar, so that they can start their weight loss journey.
Lovely stuff there. Almost out of time there, but very, very interesting. I think we could talk on this topic all day, and we'll pick up some excellent tips there. So very briefly there, what impact will obesity have on our health system, our economy, and prosperity in the future? And then the last but least there, who can we contact for more information in a closing session there?
Non-communicable diseases, which obesity is a major risk factor for, it affects a large proportion of South African working age group. It has been estimated that cardiovascular disease-related death will increase by 41 between 2020-30, meaning that our workforce will become increasingly affected by non-communicable disease. So this will affect our country's productivity. So we need to have an increased need for healthier service as a result of increased burden of non-communicable disease, which can also increase cost to our country. So what we can do is that we need to prevent as well as reduce the number of people that are being obesity, so that we can be able to increase or prevent the number of people that will be diagnosed with chronic disease, because this will impact or reduce our economy, and also it will decrease the productivity of people when they are at workplace. So we should then, even at all levels, advocate and educate people on how they can maintain a normal weight, as well as offer support to those that are being obesity, so that they don't feel discriminated, but help them to find a way that they can be able to live a healthier life. So if people need more information, they can go on our website www.heartfoundation.co.za. We are also on Facebook, Instagram, as well on X. And if they want to speak with our healthcare professional, they can call us on 021-422-1586.